Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. Billions of dollars have been wiped off stock markets around the world because of growing concern about plunging oil prices and fears about economic slowdown. In New York, the Dow Jones Index closed 1.5% down. The main European stock exchanges slid to a 15-month low. Theo Leggett reports.
Serious concerns about growth in China and what that might mean for the global economy, falling oil prices, and the effects of rising interest rates in the United States. All of these have been cited as factors affecting share prices around the world. The 100 share index has dropped to levels not seen since late 2012 and has lost a fifth of its value since reaching record highs in April 2015, a situation known as a bear market. Analysts say many investors are simply losing confidence and are selling shares in order to find a safer place for their money.
A watchdog in the United States has severely criticized the way more than $800 million spent by the Department of Defense in Afghanistan to boost economic development. The Special Investigator General for Afghan Reconstruction says the scheme's legacy was marred by poorly planned, ill-conceived projects. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
This is the latest in a series of blistering criticisms which have accused the Defense Department of a scattergun approach to economic development. Among the projects which has drawn the ire of the Inspector General is one which saw more than $6 million spent to build up Afghanistan's cashmere industry around the city of Herat. 9 rare blonde Italian goats were imported, rumoured to cost around $50,000 each. And according to the Inspector General, the scheme was so poorly monitored that it can't be said for sure that the goats weren't just eaten. Contractor has hit back at the allegations, saying that the money created between 250 and 350 jobs.
US astronomers say they may have discovered a new planet in the solar system, about 10 times bigger than Earth. The object is named Planet 9. Jonathan Amos has more.
The idea that there might be a so-called Planet X moving in the distant reaches of the solar system has been debated for more than 100 years. It's fallen in and out of vogue. The latest claim is based on an analysis of the movements of objects in a band of icy material orbiting more than 3 billion miles away, known as the Kuiper Belt. The only way these alignments can be explained, say the Caltech team, is if an object 10 times as massive as the Earth is out there somewhere moving perhaps 20 times as far away as Neptune, the current most distant planet.
New figures from Brazil show a further rise in the number of babies born with abnormally small heads. There have been nearly 3,900 cases of microcephaly since October, when the authorities first noticed a surge. The disease has been linked to the Zika virus, which is carried by mosquitoes. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.